Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
People who advocate for restrictions on what they call predatory lending often feel like they're playing a game of whack-a-mole. They come up with a new restriction on payday lending and businesses move to car title lending. Then they come up with a new restriction on car title lending and businesses move to internet lending. Dana Wiggins at the Virginia Poverty Law Center says she's been working with lawmakers to craft a comprehensive approach to close all the loopholes.
It just reforms it by putting our costs in line with the costs of some other states like Colorado and Ohio, where some of the same lenders are offering the same loan, but for approximately 3 times cheaper in those states for the very same product.
High-interest lenders have been stepping up their campaign contributions in recent years, and Bob Denton at Virginia Tech says that has an influence.
And there's no question that when it comes to car title lenders, that has been controversial, and Republicans have protected that industry by and large.
But high-interest lenders give to Democrats as well as Republicans, so the effort to close all the loopholes this year might not be as easy as figuring out where all the loopholes might exist and closing them. I'm Michael Pope.